New Zealand's Prime Minister Winston Peters has urged all parties to return to talks after the US attacked three Iranian nuclear sites. Comparing the escalation to the Cuban Missile Crisis, Mr. Peters emphasized the need for diplomacy, but refused to say whether New Zealand supported America's actions. He says it's critical that further escalations are avoided.
Our concern is that military and further military action is not going to deliver a sustainable solution to this problem. We're a long way from the region, but New Zealand will continue to convey these messages in favour of diplomacy and dialogue directly to Iran, Israel and the other parties involved in possible talks.
A statement from the Australian government describes Iran's nuclear program as a threat, but stops short of endorsing US attacks on Iran's nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, opposition leader Susan Lee says the coalition supports the US bombing, arguing it's necessary to stop Iran gaining a nuclear weapon. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful, and the International Atomic Energy Agency says it has seen no credible indication of an active, coordinated weapons program.